House Bill 1015, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to provide for the renovation of entrance, parking, and garage facilities located at the South Dakota School for the Deaf in Sioux Falls, Minnehaha County, and to make an appropriation therefore.
House Bill 1015 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen, the Senate. Well, House Bill 1015 is in front of us. It's an appropriation for other funds to authorize the Board of Regents to help out the South Dakota School for the Deaf over there with some projects they need in the entrance of their property over there. Those of you that are following along, you'll know that we have it in our daily reader today, and the reason it's there is because it was amended on the House side, and the House amendment reduced the amount of money that's in the bill today. So I'll just explain that right up front so that you'll know. The amount of money that is in the bill today is $350,000 that we're going to authorize for those folks to do this work. And what they need to do is actually the street address of the old South Dakota School for the Deaf was 1800 East 10th Street for years over there, but there really was no entrance to the School of the Deaf on 10th Street. About 3 years ago, they changed the address to East 8th Street, and now visitors and staff can come in at that entrance. And of course, they're met. If you've been over there, you know what it looks like. It's a little decrepit. The parking structure is pretty beat up. It's a very poor parking lot, and there's some old garages, a one-vehicle garage and an old eight-vehicle garage standing over there. And so they're asking us to allow them to spend other funds, not general funds now, using other funds to, if you will, put that back in place. They're going to put in a new parking facility and a new parking area and a new entrance sign and the drive, and also put up a couple of small buildings. I would remind you that the special schools don't get HEF funds. In other words, they don't get higher education facility funds, and therefore have to find some of these maintenance repair items on their own. These funds will be coming from private sources through the endowments, if you will, gifts, and a very minor portion of it will come from state tuition. So I would ask that you would give me a yes vote on House Bill 1015 today. Thank you.
Other remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1015, reminding the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer? Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hange?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers? Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Bogue? Senator Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Senator Elmer Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Staggers? Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
House Bill 1015 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elected and is declared passed.